Completely brilliant. I saw from above the a type of ribbon, I see it, decoration like stars being decorated all over the premises.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Where are the stars? Do you know what the stars are? Amen. Where are they? Somebody said that he was not sure of himself. Look at the stars of God. Amen. These are the stars of God. The star of God is in you. The light of the world is in you. Jesus Christ says, I am the light of the world. And in another place, he turned and told the disciples, you are the light of the world. See, the way he is the way we are. See, God brought Jesus forth as an example. The Italians will call it Campione. Mm-hmm. So that all of us can look at him and know the way we are. And the Bible says that as we behold him, as we behold him through that mirror of the world, through the mirror of the Spirit, we are transformed into that same image that he is. And I tell you, Jesus is not evil. You know that? Jesus is not evil, he's not a man. He's not flesh and blood. He's not even a male person. Jesus is the Son of God. From eternity. The Bible says that through him everything was created. Everything that is seen. Now, does the common sense tell you that the things that you see in this world came out from the things that are unseen? The thing that is visible came out of the what?
Invisible.
Invisible. So if Christ is invisible, how can you call him a man? He's not a man. He only took up that form for a season. And likewise, when you begin to know yourselves the way you are known of God, you will know that you are not just men. Ordinary men looking for food and bread and struggling to survive. You are not men. You are sons of God. You are stars of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is the mystery that has been unveiled today before our eyes. Amen.
Amen.
This is what Paul calls treasures hidden in clay vessels. At times the vessel might look untidy, isn't it? At times the vessel might look weak. See, it might look a bit mad. But it doesn't change the content of what is it? Is this
Amen?
Amen. Now if you have $100 bill and you force it to the toilet, eh? Does it lose its value?
No.
It can never lose its value. That if you bring it out of that toilet or out of that filthy place, the value is still the same. That is how we are in the eyes of God. So there has to be an awakening to this reality. Praise God. The awakening to the mystery of immortality in us. This is the gospel Jesus Christ came to bring here. He says that the nations around you are the ones that struggle for what they will eat, what they will wear. You know, that's what everybody struggles for in this world, isn't it? Everybody's worried about tomorrow, isn't it? How will I survive? How will I take my children to school? How will I feed my family? That is what we've all become creatures of fear. Worries, isn't it? But Jesus Christ said, no, no, you will not be like that. Those are for the nations, the people of the world. And I tell you, Jesus Christ did not have big account. What did he have? He knew himself. The way he is known of God. He knew himself in truth, in reality. He says, I am the truth. When he says, I am the truth, that is the exact way God formed every man out there today. He's the exact, we are the exact replica of God. You know that the Bible says that God said, let us create man in our what?
Image.
In our image and in our likeness. That is, man is like God. Man is actually God projecting himself as a man. See, so you are not small, you are not just any type of people. Praise God. You are sons of light. Hallelujah. Sons of God. In the image of God. In the likeness of God. Praise God. It's a wonderful thing, please. Hallelujah. It's a wonderful thing, isn't it? Hallelujah.
Amen.
But we have to awake to these things. Have you heard of what they call the resurrection from the dead? You know, the pastor taught the resurrection means that at the cemetery, our dead parents will wake up from the grave. All the people who have died over the years will all get up and clean themselves and they'll come out to life again. Isn't that what we thought resurrection was? If that was true, that was underneath this house, as we are standing here, people will start to come out of here. You know how many people they buried all over the place over the years? How many cemeteries here? Resurrection is our awakening from the lie that we are mortals. When we awake from the dust, from the illusion that we are carnal, terrestrial, mortal beings, when we awake back, we come back to our senses and awake to realize that we are light, creatures of light, spiritual beings like our Father. That is what the resurrection is all about. It's an awakening. If you do not know you are Son of God, you are dead. If you do not know that I and the Father are one, you are dead. But he has come to bring an awakening. That's why he says that they may know. His prayer to the Father was that they may be what? One. They may be one as we are one. He's not talking about you and I being one. Of course, that is part of it. But first of all, you must be one with the Father. You must awaken to the reality that you are one with the Father. The Father never left you. Of course, there has been a barrier. For a moment, you will have veiled, isn't it? You only have veiled, you don't see anything, isn't it? You don't even know who you are. You are walking in pure dark. You close your eyes. Can you see where you are going? Mm-hmm. You don't even know who you are. Struggling and sweating and turning there and night, not knowing that you are a king. You are stars of God. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. You know the prodigal son? What happened to the prodigal son? He left the Father's presence and he went to live with pigs. You know, spiritually speaking, you know why God said you shouldn't eat pigs in the Old Testament? Or you know, all these things are just shadows. You know, if you give me pig today, I will clear it before your face. You know what God was trying to say? Don't walk carnally. You know, pig symbolizes carnality. Well, have you seen it when a pig rolls on the mud?
Yeah.
Dirty places, filthy places. You wash a pig. It will run back to that, to that mud, the next moment. He said that stuff of carnality, the terrestrial nature, the prodigal son descended from the height of glory, descended into the realm of pigs, of carnality. But he didn't care what he wanted. The Bible says what? He came back to himself. Ha! What am I doing here? What is all this? What am I doing here? I'm not pigs. When I have a Father, who is he? Creator of the heavens and the earth, when I have a Father who has everything, what am I doing among the pigs? You know what he said to himself? I will return to my Father.
Oh, hallelujah. Please come.
You know, that is the resurrection. That is the resurrection. I will return to the Father. It's a spiritual ascent, because you will never find the Father in the sky or in Jerusalem by anyway. You only find the Father as you are awake in the Spirit. Praise God.
Amen.
The Father is Spirit, and those who will worship the Father worship in Spirit and in truth. Those who will enter God's kingdom are those who will recognize their spirituality. When you begin to recognize the kind of characters that you are, nobody needs to tell you not to do this or not to do that. See it? All that is just trash. You know, when you tell people, don't do this, don't do that. You don't need to tell anybody, don't do this, don't do that. You don't. All you need to do is to tell people who they are. And everything will take care of itself. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Praise God. So there has to be an awakening. The prodigal son came back to his senses. I will return to the Father. And I tell you, when you return to the Father, he talks about ascending back into the oneness that we all have with the Father. Do you know where the Father? Jesus Christ says, I am the Father. One. Do you know that reality is our own today? If God be for you, can be against you. Greater is he that is in you that is in the world. Do you know who is in you? Do you know?
Yes.
Many people don't know. people don't know. Many people are still praying and crying and looking, not knowing who they are. Because look, when the prodigal son returned to the father said, my son was what? He was dead.
Now he's come back to life.
You see, he was lost and now he has been found. When he was lost in the darkness of this world, thinking that he was a man, thinking that he's a sinner, that God is looking up, looking for him day and night. God is watching and peeping behind him. I'm going to take care of my one day. Isn't that what religion tells you? That God is peeping, watching you. He's watching you for your end. You see, I'm going to get you. The day is coming. That's one big fire waiting for you. And I'll put you in that fire forever. You will roast like barbecue. And I'll be there laughing and looking at you. I told you I loved you. Isn't that what religion told you? Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Somebody will say, but what does that mean by lake of fire? Come next seminars, I'll be teaching you these things. I'll be revealing this to what they mean to you. The deep secrets into the heart of God. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So, So what was that? Before up again, so we'll discuss all that later. But right now, I just want you to know that the father, the life of the father is your life. See, God's life is our life. These are secrets that have been hidden from the foundation of the world. Now, do you have the Bible? Let me show you something. The book of 2 Timothy, chapter 1, verse 8. Are we there? 2 Timothy. We'll soon be there, don't worry, brethren. If I'm going, come in.
Come in. You can come this way.
No doubt, therefore, ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner. But these are partakers of the affliction of the gospel according to the power of God, who has saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. Now listen to this one. But it's now made manifest by the appearing of Jesus Christ, of Christ Jesus, who abolished death and brought to light immortality to light. He brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. I just want to say, now how many times you hear these things around? You know, the calling of Jesus Christ actually put an end to the phenomenon called death. How many people realize this mystery? The Bible says that he has brought to light, that life, that immortality, through the gospel. How many people hear these things? How many people know these things? Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. How many people realize this great mystery? That you don't have to die anymore. Praise God. You know, sir, from the moment you are born into this world, you know, from that moment you are born into this world, you know, you begin to die. You know that? From the moment you are born, you begin to die. As a man. But the appearing of the Son of God from heaven has come to put a stop to that thing called death. Because death did not originate from God. Do you know that? Death does not originate from what? From God. Does God have death in him? Can God give something that is not in him to somebody? No. So where did death originate from? Because man deviated from the truth. And what is the truth? Christ, the image of God. We deviated from the original standard. We deviated from the original person that we are supposed to be. That's why we suffer many things we suffer today. Adam, reigning in the Garden of Eden, in the glory of God, reigning in God's kingdom, is an example of a man walking in that perfect will of God, in the image of God. But we know something happened along the line. Adam deviated. Adam started to receive counsel from one serpent, isn't it? You know what the serpent is today? Somebody says there's a serpent around the tree somewhere in the Middle East. The serpent today is the wisdom of man. It's the wisdom of this age. You know what Jesus Christ saw described as well? He says, look at them. Offspring of what? Of vipers, of snakes, serpents. All men are liars. All men are what? Liars. Lying is not just lying. When you lie, when you speak against the truth, which is Christ, the image of God. You lie when you walk as a mortal. You lie when you walk deceiving yourself, thinking that you are flesh and blood. Not knowing that you are children of God, sons of God, stars of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So Adam descended. Now listen to, look at the curse of Adam. Dust you are, dust you return to. Now, is God in the image of dust? Because man deviated from the original state to becoming a carnal creature of the dust. You know the serpent is of the dust? If you look at the serpent crawling on the ground, you are looking at something that is carnal. Something that is what? Ethnic, natural, beastly. Amen?
Amen.
So Adam lost that image of God and put on the image of the serpent, which is the image of the beast. Have you heard of the image of the beast? People hear the image of the beast. People don't say 666. It's a spiritual man. It's the nature of man. It is the number of man. It's the number of mortal man. Those to have, those to return. Adam died. That is burial. He was buried. And then tell you, it is a continual state. And you know what our brother took about us some few moments. We were talking about what the pit. The pit, isn't it? The pit is underneath the ground. It's the grave. Dust you are and dust you what? You return. It is a continuous what? Continuous slide into perpetual what? Destruction. Darkness. Where there is no knowledge of God. Where there is no knowledge of truth. Hallelujah. The psalmist says that can you go to the grave? Can they praise God? No. He's not talking about those who are outside there in their grave, eh? In the cemeteries. He's talking about men. Because men are actually tombs. They are buried in the grave. You know this is their grave? They are buried in their sense of being mortals. They are dead. All men are what? Dead in their sins are what? Trespasses. But the good news is what? Through the revelation of Christ, through the light that shines right now in darkness, men can come back to live once more in that original design. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Men can turn back to that immortality that he lost in the Garden of Eden. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
He has brought to light immortality and life. That thing that eluded us for years, he has brought it to what? To light. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
When God called Abraham, he told Abraham, look up there. Look at those stars. Say your seed will be like the stars. Amen. He's talking about your seed, which is the Christ. You know, the seed of Abraham is Christ. Will be in like those stars. That is you and I. Amen. Amen. Are we ready to follow Abraham the way Abraham walked this day? You know Abraham? He heard the voice of God saying, leave your people. This is it. The voice of God today saying what? Leave mortality. Leave your life as men. Leave all and begin to walk once more in that original design. That is the voice today. The voice of God today saying, leave your Lord Jesus Christ. Many people says, follow me. Follow me. Where is it? Why are they following you to? He's taking them back to glory. That same place they fell from in the transgression. Amen?
Amen.
If you listen in this hour, you have the voice will speak to you in your ears. Amen?
Amen.
It will speak. You know, I had this secret in me many years, but I hid it. I tried to fight against God for many years. I know my wife is a witness. I remember several persons we go to, and even pastors. People were not seeing before. They would tell me, oh, you know, God has given you a message years ago. Why didn't you preach it? That's my wife. She's here. You know, one time I went to Switzerland, a white prophet came and said, but you know, Mr. God has called you as, you know, to give you a special word to the people now around the world. What are you doing? See, this is the only thing that can give you life. Praise God. Heaven and earth will pass away, but this word you are receiving today will remain with you what? Forever. It's revealing the secret of immortality in you. Hallelujah. Abraham's calling was a calling to immortality. I'm going to round up here. So now we eat. We go to item. What do you call it? Seven or whatever. Nobody's laughing anymore. Why are you people so bad? Don't get me away. Everybody say, what kind of thing is this? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't worry. After the service today, the boys will go around for offerings. Don't worry. As it's done, you don't see that over here. Amen.
Amen.
Now, Isaiah 51, it speaks about the trend which all of us are going to follow in these last days. Do you know why in the last days? Nobody wants to die. Everybody, people are sad. Last days, oh no, I've not built my house yet. I've not done something. Let me tell you something. You will leave it one day anyhow. You know that? You will leave it, whether you like it, you will leave it. You ask somebody who is 100 years old, whether he's satisfied. You see, you will never be satisfied as a man. Even if you get to 100 years, you will still ask one more year, one more day, just one day. Mark it. You cannot be satisfied as a man. You have to get to know truth and let go. Jesus Christ, at the age of 30, he had already let go of everything. You know that? You know people think that Jesus Christ died at 32. He actually died from the moment he was baptized. That Jesus Christ that was born of a woman, that was the end. He had given up his whole life as a man to walk with God. Amen?
Amen.
So instead of us to allow ourselves to be taken away with some kind of strength, let us hold on to life now. It's a very serious calling, eh? Amen?
Amen.
I tell you, as you know, we think you, as you walk away, you see strange things happening around you. Amen? Isn't it? And I tell you the truth, you have to be able to have time and time to reflect and wonder, where am I going? Amen. Listen to these words I'm speaking to you today. Listen to me today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
These are not words for sale. It's truth that the Father has revealed to me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. It's truth that the Father has turned to my heart. God has shown me the paradise of God. He has taken me up and I've seen things. And I testify to you today that what I'm saying to you is true. That you can live your life upon earth, walking in the full glory of God. The door into the New Jerusalem is open right now. It's not shut. It's open right now. All we need is the revelation of truth. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. So God called Abraham. You will go home and read Isaiah chapter 51. Are you there?
Yes.
Abraham was called to one thing: immortality. Of course, he did not understand it that time. But today, we must understand our calling is to enter into life eternal. God is here to reverse the hand of the clock. You know it? You know what the clock Please. God wants to bring these people into a dimension where there is no more time. But we live eternally. No more death. Praise God. That's a reality right now. God told Abraham, look above, look at the earth beneath you. Everything underneath will what? Will wither away, grow old, become corrupt, and die away. Isn't it? But say my salvation will last what? Forever. And the salvation of God is what we are called to. Praise God. It's what we are called to inherit in this hour. Know this secret today in your hearts. That within you, there is a Son of God. Within you, there is one who is one with God. And I tell you, this is going to be your key. Some of us are new here in UK. And your UK is a very funny country, isn't it? You go through circumstances that you don't know how to get out of it, isn't it? You don't know how to get a job. You don't know how your next meal is going to come, isn't it? But I tell you the truth. You will see miracles in your life as you begin to walk in this reality. Praise God. We don't pursue after riches. Riches what? For sure. Because all things are everything of us. Do you know what? We just have to awaken to this reality today. Praise God. Hallelujah. We have to awaken to this reality today. Hallelujah. Do you believe it? Do you believe what I've just said?
Yes.
Do you understand what I've just said?
Yes.
What our brother spoke about today? He spoke about the wisdom of God, the mysteries of the ages. He spoke about the circle of godliness that we descended from glory and became mortals. But the time has come up to return back into glory. It's now, eh? Don't say tomorrow. Somebody say, yeah, I want to build this house first. Somebody say, I want to marry first. Say, please let me hit that deal first. After that, I'll face God. There's somebody I call like that, you know, at home. And the person is always telling me this thing. Please just let me just, after some time, we'll get there. It doesn't work that way. When you get there, you still have another challenge to cross. The challenge is not finished, amen?
Yeah.
If you are wise, you just let go of everything. Say, God, if your hand, I commit my soul. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Praise God. Father, we bless you. Hallelujah. Blessed be your name. Sister Rachel. Hallelujah. Blessed be your name. King of glory, King of glory, King of glory. We thank God for our friends who have come here today. Hallelujah.
Oh,
they have come in contact with the incorruptible one. And that word will open doors for them.
Amen.
Thank you, God. Because it is done in Jesus' name, we pray.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
Thank you,
God.
Praise the Lord. Before the brothers came out, the Lord revealed to me. He told me, those traditional, those copying doors, the Lord revealed that to me. Then also, he revealed another image, the woman, with the baby. That's the image, with the baby and the basket on the top of the head. Those are the two things the Lord revealed to me. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So what did God say there? He's speaking about fruitfulness.
Amen.
Amen. Your basket will be full.
Amen.
Amen. And your womb will not bless. You know that spiritual womb? All of us have spiritual womb. Amen.
Amen.
We're going to bring forth. Paul says that he prays for his people that they bring forth the birth Christ. Birth Christ, which is the blessing. Amen.
Amen.
And in Deuteronomy, he talks about the blessings of God. Your basket will be what? Will be full. It will be empty in the name of Jesus. So we thank you for your presence today. Amen.
Amen.
And I say, meditate on what you heard today. See, these are words that the Lord deposited in my heart right from years back. See, when I had received visitations. Amen. So right now, I'm just going to have some refreshments. Eh?